180 were challenged by Travis to die. By the line that he drew with his sword when the battle was nigh. Any man that will fight to the death, cross over, but if you want to live, you better fly. And over the line went 179.
All right.
Hey,
welcome back, folks. That was Johnny Cash singing about the Alamo.
Loving it.
Oh, the Alamo. A friend of mine said you should always play Johnny Cash because everybody likes Johnny Cash. And maybe that's true. I like it. Maybe it doesn't really matter.
Since you brought up the Alamo, can we do a short victory dance?
No, I just did. Sorry. But you can't see it. You know, but yeah, is it a victory? I'm so used to the hammer falling after the victory, right? The whole, okay, so what Doc Green and I was just referring to is the fact that they cannot manhandle the Alamo the way they wanted to, right? They can't just destroy or move or hide or whatever the cenotaph. They need to chill out.
Well, that was the original intent, was to destroy the cenotaph. They wanted to take it down, and they were going to put it in a warehouse somewhere until they could find a, quote, more appropriate place for it, unquote. And that's what little Georgie P.P. Bush had in mind. Thanks to you, the patriots out there that made the phone calls, because they chose to ignore the fact that 97% of Republicans voted in the primary and voted on the idea of destroying the Alamo and other Texas landmarks, and 97% said, don't touch it. But they chose to just set that aside and to walk away from it. And then finally, there was so much hue and cry because of, and I had a small part in this, but this is Texas Freedom Force, and I actually spent one night on the plaza doing guard duty to prevent them from starting this crap. But because of this is Texas Freedom Force, we were able to make them walk it back, and they finally said, okay, the Texas Historical Commission is going to put this up to an email vote. Y'all send us your email. Tell us what you want to do about the cenotaph. And, ladies and gentlemen, it was almost 7-1 when those emails came in. And even though the leader of the Texas Historical Commission had been in favor, at least at one point, in taking the cenotaph down and moving it to where the latrine used to be, even he had to step back and say, holy smoke. And so in the end, it was 12-4, 2 against on the Texas Historical Commission, 12 to leave it where it is and not touch it, and 2 that still wanted to move it. So now little Georgie P.P. Bush still has 2 more years left to destroy Texas, and he's going to do everything he can during those 2 years to destroy Texas. But this forced them to pull in their horns. And City Councilman Roberto Ravino is not happy, my friends. But for the time being, the Alamo is safe. But vigilance is required.
That might be what the same thing for the corporate United States. You know, if the scenario plays out like you're talking about come November 3rd, wow, the whole thing is going to be thrown on its knees, right? You know, the next day, November 4th, riots in the streets, food lines. Well, not food lines. They'll be hiding in their houses.
There won't be any food lines because there'll be no place to get any food. So then it's a matter of, have you guys done something about that? And in a shameless plug, newmana.com sponsors my show. NUANNA. But I have stocked up with new manna, so I am good to go now for 3 full months. If there's nothing happening, because if you read the first chapter of that book, Patriots of Treason by David Thomas Roberts, the first chapter opens up with a truck driver who's just trying to get back to Houston, and he gets met by rioters. And that's all I'm going to say about that. You need to buy the book, Patriots of Treason, David Thomas Roberts. But the point is, you guys had better be stocked up. You better be locked and loaded. You need 1,000 rounds of ammo for every weapon that you own. And if you have some friends or neighbors that have weapons that are different calibers than yours, you probably should have 1,000 rounds of ammo for those weapons as well, in case you end up acquiring them. And this is what you're going to have, and you're going to have to defend your family. You're going to have to defend your domicile, and you're going to have enough food to eat without leaving the house for a while until you can get a handle on what's going on and where this thing is going, because I guarantee you the left is not going to take this lying down.
No, that's for sure. They're not just going to say, well, okay, we'll try in 4 more years. You know, it took an awful lot to get them up to speed to, you know, pull the Antifa Black Lives Matter thing, right? You know, and that's, you know, Black Lives Matter and Antifa are communist, you know, run organizations.
Yes. You know, and if you read the Charter of Black Lives Matter, it's about destroying the foundations of Western civilization. It has nothing to do with black lives.
Right. They don't really care, unlike us who are called racist. You know, it's like, oh, no, you're white and you're a male. You're definitely a racist, misogynist, all sorts of other things. And that's an odd thing, Doc. You know, I'm like, where the hell did that come from? All of a sudden, it's all just name calling. We're calling everybody names, and it's like, oh, yeah, he's this and that. And they've got this chick. Right. You know, she's going up for Supreme Court. And, you know, so what if she's a good girl or good woman? Right. It doesn't matter. We're going to make fun of her. We're going to do this. And I don't know her personally. Right. So I couldn't profess to, you know, her character. Right. But nobody cares about that. They make up stuff. And on the fourth.
Well, I got to tell you, when I look at ACB, Amy Coney Barrett.
Yeah.
What I see in her is I see perhaps what would be the absolute most conservative voice on the Supreme Court. And this will be the first time the Supreme Court has changed in my lifetime. For the first time in my lifetime, this would now move the Supreme Court to center right, where it has been center or center left all of my life. So this is huge. That's why they're fighting it. But they really shot themselves in the butt over the Kavanaugh nomination, and they kind of used up all our ammo. And now they got this cute girl who is obviously smart as a whip.
Right.
And, so it's been really tough on them, Steve O'Brien.
Yeah, I see that, and it's weird to watch them go, well, you know, the right thing to do is let the winner of the presidential election do that. And I go, well, the right thing? Where does it say that that's the right thing? If the Democrats, they would never do that, right?
You know, and 13 other times this has happened where the party owns the presidency and the Senate. And in all 13 times, they put the judge on the court. So this is not new ground. It's not out of line. The problem with Obama was he didn't have the Senate, and the Republicans in the Senate knew that he was not going to be reelected again. So they went ahead and said, now we're going to put Mr. Merrick Garland on the side here for a while. We'll see what happens. That was the correct decision, as it has been borne out. So,
you know, my family has largely been Democratic, or the Democratic side. Well, we were from California. I think I was independent and Republican the majority of my life. I don't think I was ever registered as a Democrat, but don't get me. I think I was independent because I was going for Ross Perot at the time, but that was like early on. Mm-hmm. But I talked to my sister this week, Doc, and you know what she told me? She says, those Republicans, and she is a Republican, right? She loves Trump, right? She goes,
she does.
Why are they such wimps? Yes, she does. You know, my entire family was Democrat, or at least my extended family. Now we only have one person hanging on to California singing Kumbaya with Governor Newsom. You know, but my sister was saying, the dang Republicans, why are they such wimps? Because like Amy Coney Barrett, you know, when she came up, they didn't have to go through this nonsense, right? But we just went through a week of nonsense, 2 weeks of nonsense, where they bring her and they sit her down and all that. They could have just voted, and then we can move on, right? You know, they're going to be pissed no matter what. And for a second there, it seemed that they might actually do that, but they didn't. And so they bring her up, and then we talk about useless stuff. Meanwhile, businesses are dying. People are, define dying, right? So if you're a business owner and I take away your source of income and say, well, bummer, we're doing this to help all of us. No, you just strangled my family. You took away my business. You took away my money, right? They opened up the bars again, right, in some counties. Yeah. It's like, oh, crap. Here, Doc Green, in the Hill Country, all these wineries, you know how they get away with this crap? When you come over there, you buy an olive plate, and so that, therefore, that's your spending on food, and you force the people to buy an olive plate, and then you consume booze, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's these workarounds, and we're making fun of everything, and they never used to sell cheese and olives, but now they do, to do a workaround. So they're really not a business. It's just strange. And, I'm getting – well, I am sick of it. I'm sick of people telling me to wear a mask, right? And,
Well, if you've watched any of my videos, I'm not a habitual mask wearer, and we've created no end of consternation not wearing a mask, or occasionally just pulling out some red lace panties and throwing those on my face. Said, okay, I got a mask. How you like
there
that?
There you go. I know. Well, I understand that you're like that. I have lots of friends just like that too. And I personally don't go into a lot of the masking establishments and wonder where my allegiance is going to be when this nonsense is finally over, to the businesses that have been so cruel and hurtful towards, well, all of us, and forcing this,
well,
and even
I'm
being
not going
mean and nasty. I'm not either.
I've kept the list, and there are certain establishments that I will never, ever, ever darken the door of again. And especially since it's now illegal to cut a man's facial hair in Texas, I went ahead and went out and bought a clipper.
God,
I told
my
wife, I said, you're going to learn how to cut hair. And so that's the way that's going. I'm not going to put up with the crap. So
yeah, how long do we still got to deal with that crap? I don't know. Around here, the face masks is breaking again, right? So we watch them come into the style and go out of style, and all of a sudden, when Trump got the coronavirus or whatever the hell happened there, I don't know that he got it. I don't know that he didn't. I don't know that the tests are even they even work. Right. I've heard so much and read so much all different directions. I don't know. So it's really hard to say. But everybody threw on their mask. Right. And said, oh, God. Oh, Trump's got it. Oh, he's cured. OK, take off our mask. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you all crazy? Keep it off. Just keep it off. Yesterday I walked into another business, Doc, and the first thing I do is I open the door and I step foot into the business, and the lady yells at me, stop. I go, what? And she goes, not one step further. And I look at her and she's a masker.
Yep.
Right? And I go, oh, I understand. So I grab the door handle and I open the door. She says, well, wait. No, I didn't mean it that way. And then I'm out. Right.
Yep.
I'm not going into a business to fight with them.
No.
I'm going into to do business. But then when you prove that I can't do business with you, you are some kind of an authoritarian tweak or in so much fear fear that they hide in their cars with masks.
Mm-hmm.
That should be a book or a movie, right? Hiding in cars with masks.
It's just insane. And I see these guys walking down the street with a mask on. I see people in their cars with a mask on. I assume the cars must stink so bad that's the only way they could stand it. So, all right. Well, it looks to me like we're getting a lot of people on the phone now. And I got about 2 more minutes here. So,
All right. I I'm on a different thing. Let's go to somebody. Dave in Michigan. Let's deal with Dave. How you doing, Dave? You're on the phone
hey,
with
good,
Doc Green and myself.
How you guys doing? Hey, Doc. You know, I'm a Michigan guy, and we used to live in New Braunfels. As a matter of fact, our son was born there. I don't know. I think I heard of you on a show at one time. You're a musician, is that correct?
That would be me, yes. Green Brothers okay. Band. Please find okay. our YouTube channel.
Okay, I'll check that out. And I got a buddy in Killeen who's got a buddy, in, an old Army buddy in somewhere by Gallison, and he has a club out there where they do live bands and stuff. So I'll have to figure out who that
find,
is.
Find out if they still too. Exist. So many bars
no, they do.
Out of business.
They're,
it's heartbreaking.
They're expanding. They're expanding. He wants to buy property in the Killeen area or somewhere north of there, actually, in Tate, not Tyler, where the heck is it? Anywhere, somewhere south of Waco, he wants to put in another club. So there is hope out there. But one thing that disturbed me that you said that, you know, Amy, I'm legally blind, so I don't really get on the net, but... So I don't know that she's smart as a whip because she's wearing a mask and she's vaccinating her children. That's the one thing that bothers me about her.
She does belong to the establishment wing of the Republican Party. Now, that I cannot – but nobody's going to get on the Supreme Court that's not part of that wing. You understand that, of course.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, you're not going to get a Steve O'Brien or a Doc Green nominated
for
the Supreme Court. It's just not going to happen.
Or a Dave in the
Thumb. Or a Michigan Dave, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. No, but so, you know, and again, it's going to be we the people, right, that take back this thing and you know, make Texas independent, make Michigan independent, make all of our states sovereign, independent nations again, right?
As it was intended by the founders of this nation, that every
Absolutely.
State would be an individual nation and that we gathered together as the United States simply to present a united front to the world, but that no state gave up its sovereignty. And we need to get back to that, Dave.
Absolutely. So, and I'm part of a group that's actually doing that. We have a national-assembly.net, national-assembly.net, and we do believe this is the pathway back to a constitutional representative Republican form of government. It's we the people must assemble. Check out our website, please, both of you guys, and promote us. We have a conference call every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. All that information is on national-assembly.net. We need, I know Texas has got some movements going on. I know John Garrison out there near Fort Worth, his family founded that city, and he's working with the Texas, Republic, and, he's a great guy, but, we need to band together as an assembly. And we got to get, all of our states assembled, all of our counties assembled, and show this corporation that we, the people, will not stand for it anymore. We are the government. So thank you, guys, and check out national-assembly.net.
Be sure to get somebody to fix the typos on that page.
Okay.
It does make a difference.
Well, I am legally blind, so you got to forgive me there.
Just letting you know. I don't know who,
okay,
who
man.
Has the capability of editing that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Guys.
Appreciate that. Hey, we're about to bounce into a break, we'll be holding Pat over into the other side. Doc Green, it's been great having you. Do you want to hang on for one more section?
I don't know if Pat's got a question for me or if he's got a new topic. If he's got a new topic, I'm gonna go ahead and get on to my next thing.
Okay. Well, he's a she, so
all right.
Catch you next time, there, Doc.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve O'Brien. Right. Appreciate it.
Bye. Right on. Bye-bye.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Let's just continue with the phones and jump on and let's get to Pat. Hey, Pat, are you out? Are you still there?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I tried to call earlier, so maybe you could ask the question for me, but well, anyways. I don't know. I don't have a lot of hope. I mean, you know, for Texas,
well,
because
okay,
it's ground zero for the whole country.
You don't have a lot of hope for Texas or the whole country?
It's ground zero for the whole country, and every city is Democrat.
Hmm.
So
yeah, the question is, and we'll know on the 3rd of November, right? Yeah, you know, we'll know where it actually goes, because isn't it just lies? Couldn't it just be all lies, Pat? You know, it was all lies before in 2016. You know, it was full of lies. It's like, oh, yeah, Hillary Clinton is going to win it. What the hell just happened?
I'm talking the election. I'm talking about later on. They're not going to give up on Texas. I was here and helped the Christians take over the Republican Party. I know how they did it. We did it. I don't know how we did it. I mean, they had to go home for their alcohol in the afternoon. And that's when we took over, when they went home.
Is that how it worked? I don't know. I think that the Republican Party is still taking over right now in Texas, you know, and there's
I just hope that Alan West don't ride any more motorcycles. I'm not saying anything funny about it, but back then you were afraid to fly. I mean, it was so bad. I mean, you just, Hey, ever since I've been in politics, I've had my car messed with. I've had, you know, they don't like getting taken over. When the Democrats lost 150 years in Texas and 40 in Washington, they all just left. I mean, this my rep led them all up to Oklahoma so they wouldn't have to vote on anything. And the House in Washington, they just went somewhere and the Capitol Police had to bring them back. They just couldn't understand that they couldn't just walk all over everybody anymore. And the Republicans stood right around and gave them equal seats on all the committees. I said, what do you work for?
I know.
And they tried to give it away. I'm sorry. I can't talk.
That's my frustration, too. It's like, well, they don't play fair with you. Why play fair with them?
Okay. We need a third party.
Yeah, we do.
That's what happens.
But I don't know what that is going to look like. That's kind of why
it'll probably talk more like Trump. When you take all the red, white, and blue out of the flag and you call it black and white, like Biden wore black and white on his tie there, and Obama wouldn't put an American flag on his hand on the Bible to swear in. He was so honest; he knew he was a Muslim. I mean, it'll be more like Trump. He'll hold the Bible up. Look, that stupid guy's holding the Bible upside down. Hey, he's holding the Bible. I don't care. That's one step ahead.
Yeah, maybe so. But George Bush, he loved his Bible too. But that wasn't a very righteous man, you know. So I don't know. The one thing's true, the Republican Party is wimps. Right, it's funny that the Democrats are the strong ones, the little lefty weenies. You know, they want to give away. But hey, maybe that's true because left wing lefties, whatever liberals, they want to give away everybody's money. Right, they want to attack everybody. They want to hurt people and force them to do things. And so maybe that is the aggressive party. What do you think about November 4th? You know, Doc Green brought that up after the elections, Pat. You know, it doesn't matter. I mean, for peace to come, I don't know.
I think Trump will win. But just like, I mean, my hope is that all the prayer going on that people don't even know about unless they listen to Right Side Broadcast, you know, they listen to One America news. I doubt it. They'll even know that 100,000 people in Washington praying, or that we had two days of fasting here, and we're going to have it again in Tarrant County, and we're going to have it again, on Halloween Day, just 8 hours, because it was so hard on other people that have to run the show and not eat for 48 hours. But it's working. It's already working. And so the only thing is, do we have enough? When I got here 28 years ago, 70% of the people said they were Christian. But, you know, that means, no, I'm not Muslim. I'm not, you know, whatever. But when it came to voting, the homosexuals thought that they had won. They were having a victory party, and they got voted against 70% to 30. So, you know, maybe they could. They had Christian parents, so they call us. Like, whatever, just so long as we could stay on the right side of God, that's all I want to do.
I hear you. Hey, thanks for the call. We'll talk to you soon, Pat. We're coming up on a break right now. Hold on, folks.
Try to pay attention. It's like you said, it's in my head. The camera in circles till the morning comes. When it does, I know it's on. It's you and I. Wouldn't miss it for the sun.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Back. Republic of Texas Radio. You know, bars and restaurants are now opened in Fredericksburg. You know, the restaurants have been open for quite some time, and now that a judge decided that, because the governor decided that, that they're now open at 50% capacity. Isn't that sweet? Well, we can let them go back to work. You know, it pisses me off, but we're supposed to pledge allegiance or pay allegiance or thank the roly-poly on high, you know, the great Governor Abbott, right? Because he kept us safe and he kept you from dying. You remember all those cases of COVID? You remember all those days that you couldn't go to work? You remember all these days that were just shut down? Do you remember a business that you lost? I don't know. I'm kind of pissed. You know, I had about 3 months of just crap, right? You know, January, March, April, May, June, something like that. Revenue was nearly zero. You know, I wish I survived it, right? And business has been good, but it was artificially imposed. It was not real. They sat there and told you and I, on, you know, they said all the emergency rooms are filled. Are you pissed yet? You remember when you folks and we drove by the emergency rooms and so you go, well, man, that hospital has five cars, six if you count that Volkswagen, you know, but they weren't full. They were emergency room. They were sitting there, you know, twiddling their twiddles or watching their YouTube, not treating people. So for 3 months, they aren't treating people. And then people get sick, and these sick conditions get worse and all this, but they with COVID, right? Everybody's dying of COVID. Everybody's dying of COVID. But do you know anybody that died of COVID? You know, do you really know anybody that died of COVID? I know somebody that has a relative that died of COVID. I told you about that the other week, and it's sad. It's very sad. I have a cousin that died of COVID. Well, he didn't die of COVID. He had lung cancer. He had pneumonia. He had all sorts of stuff. And when he finally died last year or this year, they said he had COVID. It's like, well, he kind of couldn't breathe for the last 3 years. So, you know, maybe they just used him. They used me. They used all sorts of people, you know. Oh, Ken wants to throw in that they were making TikTok videos of these hospitals, right, where they had all these huge lines, right? Near their, well, they're not really lines. They were, you know, this is where we're going to put the people when they all start dying. Well, they had to resort to throwing sick people into old folk homes, you know, back in New York. And people forgot about that. I think they all forgot about it, right? And they're not mad anymore. They do things like the other day, somebody was, I was talking to him about the bars. I said, we should open the bars, man. We got people that need to make money. There's a lot of ancillary or secondary effects of closing the bars. There are bars like the bars in town that are hubs for the people that get together and have one beer or two beer, and they just sit big table and chew the fat. And they've been doing that for 20, 30 years. But 2020 was the year that they couldn't see their friends. Instead, some of them would go over to each other's house, but it's not the same. It's when you have your cheers, and they took that away from them. And I just wonder what it's like to be in one of those more communist, socialist, hell, I don't know even what to call them, you know, where they sit there and tell you, California, oh my God, how do they come up with this stuff, folks? How do they come up with the new Thanksgiving rules, the Thanksgiving guidelines? We should call it the California Thanksgiving. You know what it pertains? It says this, that only two units, what do they call them? Two groups of people from two different households can get together on Halloween. That means if your sister, your brother, and your mom all live at separate places, you can either choose to be you and your mom or your sister and your brother. And they want you to follow the guidelines, California-style Thanksgiving, right? Say, oh, sorry, Mom, can't do it because me and sis are going to do Thanksgiving, and that's two households. Oh, okay. Well, we'll send you pictures, or maybe we'll put a little thing there, a little Skype thing, and you can watch it from the corner, and it'll be fun, and we'll do a video conference. And, you know, it's fun for the first. It's not fun, right? It's just not fun. We are not at a society that does, you know, teleconferencing good at all. You know, we've been trying to do it since the 90s. Still suck, right? We still have Hollywood squares. We still have bad microphone, bad camera placement, bad lighting, bad acoustics, bad, dumb, right? In schools, they're doing it, right? And they're the pioneers. No, they're not. Schools are nincompoops. They always have been. Technological nincompoops too. Have you ever been in an IT department with a school? Have you ever seen the guys that they can afford to hire? They're not your propeller heads. They don't have budgets for computers. They don't have budgets for anything. Teachers historically are stuck footing the bill. I don't know how many teachers have gone out and bought pencils, let alone USB Wi-Fi adapters and flash drives and cameras and microphones. And, you know, that's all. They're like, well, I need it for my class, and I put in a requisition. I'm not going to get it for 2 years. Or I can just go buy it for $24 and take that out of my pocket. And I mean, you know, we call them heroes. I don't know if I call them heroes. You know, I call them people. I probably do that too, but it kind of sucks. But then they teach curriculum. I'm pissed. I got to say I am. But I'm very hopeful. I'm very hopeful that it doesn't matter which way it goes on November 4th, that we need to push this thing. Well, we don't need to push this thing. This thing is going forward, right? It's a car rolling down the highway. And the highway splits right and left. And, well, there's no steering wheel. And it's going to go over the edge, man. Unless you hit a pothole and it somehow puts you to the left or the right. I can't see love in the world if Biden gets elected. I can't see love in the world if Donald Trump gets elected. Trump might, you know, give you a little bit of daylight for a minute, but really, it's still going to come down and hit you. I don't know what the heck it's going to look like. Will California be healed from its sickness, from its disease, right? They've got the disease of global warming. They got a disease of liberalism, right? And it's well-pronounced. They elected Nancy Pelosi's grandson, really, Gavin Newsom? Man, that guy was a tool when he was running San Francisco. What the heck? And what are we going to do? Here in Texas, I can tell you what, November 7th, the 4th of November. Isn't it funny? The 4th of November, remember, the 5th of November. Guy Fawkes. You guys ever think of Guy Fawkes? The legend of Guy Fawkes, right? You know, they had this movie, and it's the remember, the 5th of November. And it was big. It was back in 2005, 2006. Hey, Ken, do you remember what's the name of that movie, V for Vendetta or something like that? They had this magazine. Yeah, V for Vendetta. They had this mask, right? And they had this superhero character, and he was, like, righting the wrongs, and in the end, he blows up Parliament. And everybody thought, yeah, Guy Fawkes, he did it. Did he do it? Because that was a movie, V for Vendetta. And in the original, when it actually happened, the king sent his men into a bar and convinced a bunch of drunks to go blow up Parliament and provided them the explosives and everything and then walked them down underneath Parliament and arrested them. And they hung them. I think they hung them. It could be guillotines. But that's what happened with Guy Fawkes. Right? It wasn't V for Vendetta. That wasn't the story at all. So during the 2008 and, you know, on forward, everybody be all, remember the 5th of November. And you're like, oh, really, dude? So you a patsy? Huh? No, I'm a rebel. I go, okay, but, you know, Guy Fawkes was a patsy. He was a fall guy. And, you know, not to know that, now we come up with the November 3rd is the big vote. November 4th is the day after the vote. It's going to be an interesting day, no matter what. You know, I guarantee you. But the 5th of November, we just had some patsies go down, right? You know, we just had the Governor Whitmer. Where the hell is that story? It's right here. You know, okay. So this took place last week. And it's rather, I don't know, it's rather stupid, right? So all of a sudden you got six guys, and what are they doing? They're plotting to kidnap Governor Whitmer. And so they come up with a plan. Well, one of them came up with a plan. It now comes out. And, well, he's not being charged, by the way. You know, so there's five guys now because one of them was an FBI asset. Informant, not too sure his relationship, but it turns out he was the top talker and he was throwing forth the plans and all the dumbasses, and I'm going to have to say that, they were dumbasses, right? You know, to follow along on a lead of somebody that, you know, it's obviously dragging you down a stupid rabbit hole. The five of them did just what Guy Fawkes did, and they followed this white rabbit right into the rabbit hole, and whoop, they were snatched up by the FBI, who entrapped five more people. Now, what was their crime? I know one of them's Black Lives Matter and one's Antifa, right? But it doesn't that tell you something? Even Antifa and Black Lives Matter actually don't want to be locked down and lauded upon by some some chick, right? Oh, I'm Governor Whitmer. I'm the most powerful person around. Here we go. I hate Trump. Did you know that? I hate Trump. That's Governor Whitmer. She hates Trump. But she also hates all of her people, or maybe she just loves power more. What are they going to do, folks? You know, what are Michigan's people going to do? Are they going to stand up? Are they going to stand for Whitmer? They've been abused for a long time now. Are they going to vote for the what's it called? The little Muslim. Like, oh my God. No, she's not there. That's Minnesota, right? I'm sorry. I get that all mixed up. But the battlegrounds of the East State, when you look at freedom and independence, I'm kind of with Pat. You know, she calls them up, and she's worried about a lot of stuff, right? And I am too. How am I going to change all those people, you know, that think that this is all right? California is an incredible state of people that are just like, I wish my car flew. Let's pass a law to make my car fly. They're delusional. They're all, I wish global warming was real. Let's make it real. Well, it's not, you know, but the science says, no, it doesn't. But it's settled. No, it's not. So many problems on this planet. How are you going to get those people to change their mind? Now, I'll tell you what, when the whole smack hits the fan, I hope Doc's wrong. You know, Doc Green, when he was sitting there telling you that the day after election, hold on to your hat because the left's going to go nuts. And, yeah, if he's right, well, I guess their come to Jesus will end up being they hurt themselves. You know, all their love and whatever will be taken out on themselves, and they'll be a pathetic child hurting themselves. I feel bad. I feel bad saying that. But, you know, it's true. You know, maybe the Hollywood people will actually this time leave America and never come back. Wouldn't that be neat? I think I got about 2 minutes coming up to the break, if I'm not incorrect. So I lost a little bit of time. I'm not going to make it to the phone calls. Can't make it. Can't get it, guys. Sorry. You know, appreciate the call. But maybe next week. You know, I know we kind of really had very little time today with Doc Green, but it's important. And next week I'm thinking about doing another guest, and we'll see how it actually plays out. Who's it? Dave in Michigan, when he called, he thinks that's I think it was Dave. He thinks there's a next, there's a new shoe coming down this next week. What is it? What's the shoe? You know, we heard is it Biden's hard drive? You got any empathy for the little drugged out Biden? Well, Ken doesn't. Ken thinks that, well, I don't know what Ken thinks, but he doesn't have any sympathy for him. I don't know. Okay, you know, I hated that he was the little bastard child that daddy kept taking his lollipops from and all that, and Big Brother Bo was better than him, and he fell into a crack pipe and, you know, whatever, started stealing money from the corporate United States or influence peddling. Is that real? Yeah, probably, man. you know, probably all that stuff that came out on the hard drive, probably real. It's been talked about for 4 years now, 3 years. Kent says that, yeah, no sympathy. Raping little girls is bad. And I agree. I totally agree. We'll see how this plays out. And people can turn a blind eye to that. And I usually don't like to talk about. Somebody else can do that on their show. You know, that's some nasty parts of humanity. You know, just driving me absolutely bonkers. But I don't have to do it. The shoe will fall on the other foot next week. You know, in the coming 5 days, we'll see, you know, where we go. There's about 10 different things that I wanted to cover. You know, the most important thing was probably about the bars. You know, man, Fredericksburg here itself is recovering, benefiting from the lockdowns. That's the wrong word to say, benefiting from the lockdown. But you've been destroyed by the lockdown. Now you're benefiting from it. That can't both be true. Hold on, folks. Republic of Texas Radio.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher...
So here we fight all through the...
All right. Final segment. There is a couple things that I really should get out there. You know, we talked about them a little bit last week, and I want to fill in the gaps. Yelp has been on its campaign as a social justice warrior to identify all racist businesses, and that cry has been heard by Antifa and Black Lives Matter in Washington and Portland, where they're using that as a database for attack victims. So they go over and they go, he has a Trump sign, racist, mark it on Yelp. And then everybody goes, hey, you want to go harass somebody? Let's just use Yelp. it's becoming a good tool to use from the Antifa sites that I've seen. So, yeah. Yelp. Really, man? You going to be some kind of a crowd stalking type thing? Man, the nanny state just keeps getting better and better, doesn't it? Hey, Sony PlayStation 5. Oh, God. This is great. They announced last week that they have a new recording feature that lets you turn in your teammates and other people that you're playing with if they say something hurtful. And at first, everybody was worried that they were going to be listening to all conversations and, you know, reporting you and disconnecting you from your PS5 if you say the word Sputnik. But that's not true, says Sony. They just make it so you can go back and push the button that says turn in my friend for swearing or saying something that hurt my feelings because I'm a gamer and I get my feelings hurt a lot when people talk. It's like, okay, hit the button, submit. Johnny number 44, you're suspended. You said Sputnik. Yeah, you're going to have to turn in your friends. They're, at least for now, Sony's not going to immediately, you know, monitor your playground, you know. But you really, you would really want to buy a PS5? You want to buy a game that you're going to be, you know, playing your little group gamey thing that's going to be watching you? And, oh, you, but I like to play the game. But everybody else keeps swearing, so I'm just going to turn him in. And he wasn't wearing a mask when he was playing. I can see it right there. Turn him in. I know he's at a home mask mandate area. Let's turn him in. It's quick. One touch button, turn in friend. There you go. Go away, friend. You know, we'll have you back when you've been re-edumacated. You know, the world's getting kind of stupid, right? The contact tracing apps are getting better. You know, the newer your phone, the new more likelihood it's actually going to run on your telephone. Get the old phones, folks. Don't get new ones. Get clamshells if you want a phone type thing. But we'll see. Maybe it's all beyond that. All right. We've been talking for years that it just doesn't matter. You know, if they wanted to hear you, they could hear you. You know, that's been around. Me? Eh. I'm mostly, oh, God. I don't know. You know, nobody fears me. Pat talked about being political active, right, and having all these people. Well, that happens. Planes crash. Yeah, I'm not that important, folks. But I do appreciate the time. Thank you, Republic Broadcasting. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This is Steve O'Brien with Republic of Texas Radio. Until next week, we'll be right back. Or gone. Or something.
Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.